It wasn't for lack of trying. In the past few weeks, lawmakers have filed half a dozen different plans to fund elementary and secondary education. Most included the state taking on Chicago Public Schools' pension payments, as it already does for every other district. And most plans also used a new equity formula to funnel more dollars to districts with lots of low-income students. Consequently, every plan was derided as a Chicago bailout. Representative Will Davis, a Democrat from Homewood, reminded his colleagues what was at stake.
If we don't pass something, I think in a lot of our districts, we have schools that are not going to open, or if they do open without any money behind it, they may only last a few months.
Funding for higher education fared even worse. Universities were barely mentioned. I'm Dusty Rhodes.